Welcome or shut up.
The podcast.
Where the
only wrong opinion
is yours.
Nerd up, shut up.
That's a new one.
That's a brand new jingle.
Exclusive.
First debut.
The podcast where the podcast
on,
intro where the
what
only. No. So we edit it in usually. But welcome to Nerd Up or Shut Up, the podcast where the only wrong opinion is yours.
Thank you guys for coming. Who has no idea what we're about to do? We don't know what we're about to do.
We don't know what we're about to do. But I am Maggie Ulbrich.
I'm Anastasia Washington.
I'm Richard Sheehan.
I'm Emily Burdett.
And I'm Dave Ulbrich. I'm Maggie's dad.
We are at Comic-Con. I want to say a quick hello to listener Drew, listener Dr. Jessica, listener Garrett, listener Maggie's mechanic, new listener Travis, listener Brad, listener Verflect. If you guys would also like to be listeners, send us an email.
You can be
a listener too.
You have to send an official email.
You can listen if you want, but...
Where would they send this fictitious email to?
No, it's an actual email address, Dave. Okay. How dare you?
Okay. Or you can tweet us.
Or you can send us a message on Instagram.
And
Twitter.
Email address is going to be nerduppershutup2016@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So, write in. Tell us the things.
So tell the waiting throngs exactly what you guys do every week on your podcast.
I don't know.
They tune in, and then what happens next?
Well, the problem is that we're...
talking?
We're talking. Yeah. No, but like we're all very, 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 very old friends from our teenage days. And of course, like...
I don't know. Like
we met in children's theater.
Like any solid foundation for friendship, we came together in our love for theater and nerddom. So here we are as adults. We gather at least once a week to debate because we are also highly opinionated humans.
Not me.
Some of us more than others.
Hey,
it's Anastasia.
You want to see something? You want to see something cool? Watch Anastasia. Now watch this. Idris Elba. Mm. See?
Every time.
It's just a happy button.
But Anastasia, he's in Cats. Now how do you feel?
I'm excited for the mess. It's going to be so much fun.
No,
I've been really
scared.
So much fun.
He's in
so
Hobbs
scared.
And Shaw. Come on. It's okay.
He's Black
it's
Jesus.
Be all right.
He's Black Jesus. What is that?
He actually says that in the trailer. No, he says he's Black
says
Superman.
In the trailer.
He says he's Black Superman.
Oh my God, what did I say, Black Jesus?
I could have swore he said he was Black
Jesus. Get out of here.
Start over. Start over.
How bad Black Chiclets would be?
I don't understand what's happening.
What is happening? Dear God. But also, so when we first started this podcast, we did it a very sort of like a central debate forum. And one of our favorite things to do, I mean, now we kind of just talk about whatever nerd stuff's coming up. And we still have a structure based around that.
Sure.
Sure. Why not? But we're going back to our roots with a good, solid bracket.
Yes.
Brackets.
Ooh.
We like brackets.
We love brackets. So this is something we're actually going to need. I mean, we're going to definitely put in our input, of course. But we also would like to do some voting on this as well.
So we're going to need your help.
Yes. So.
And there are prizes. So
unless your opinion.
Yeah, we have prizes.
There are prizes.
Bring it.
We allowed
that prizes. Audience participation. So
bring it or don't bring it.
When prompted, raise your hand appropriately.
And don't get a prize.
Some of the prizes are kind of nice. I was a little surprised.
Dave, what's the bracket?
The bracket for this San Diego Con is we're going to whittle down all the Marvel. Oh, well, I don't know if they're all the Marvel. Are they all the Marvel Universe
movies?
All of MCU.
Movies?
Well, the Infinity Saga.
Okay.
We're going to whittle
them down
Marvel movies?
To the very best one not by one. Pairing them off against each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll
it's
give
a,
you
it's
two
a battle
to choose
the
from. Choose the one you like the best. It'll move on. And then at the end, we'll have the wiener.
The cheeky diener.
A cheeky wiener?
No, she said chicken
sure.
dinner. It's getting weird.
Chicken wiener. Ew.
Chicken wiener.
All right, so.
What are we working? What's our first
panel.
One?
Mm-hmm. First pairing. Iron Man 1.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Captain America, the First Avenger.
Oh, okay, ooh. Okay.
Well, we know where I'm voting on that one.
Well, I don't.
I don't.
I
oh, come on.
Don't
that one's
like
actually pretty easy.
Cap.
She hates Captain America with a burning
yeah, you
hate
Cap. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you hate Captain America or do you hate the guy who plays him?
No, I love the guy that plays him. He's so politically like specific character upsets her. Oh. The character himself is just like
he's got America's butt.
She doesn't like vanilla.
That is not my butt. Okay.
Hashtag not my butt.
Hashtag not my butt. There's so many better butts in the MCU.
Hashtag not my butt.
Yeah. Who besides butt? Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Wait, so
he likes a young butt.
Tom Holland, Scarlett Johansson, who else?
Yeah.
I guess I'm answering my own question. Never mind.
Tom Holland does win, doesn't he?
He has a great
look. He does.
He does.
It's on the internet.
What about all of Wakanda, where they have real
yeah,
butts?
Yeah, I was going to say Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman.
Okay. Okay. What are we talking about?
This is what happens. We digress very quickly.
We should right. do butt bracket next.
We should butt do a butt bracket. Bracket. Write that down. All right.
Tune in for future butt okay. brackets.
I'm going to vote, obviously, Iron Man. Because I can't. Oh, we don't have a swear jar, so I can't say anything.
Yeah.
But F that.
That's a hard pass.
That's
for
a hard,
you.
As it were. It's a hard F that.
Where's our God. Swear jar?
We forgot it.
What say you, Emily?
Iron Man. It started this whole greatness.
Should we pull the?
Wait. What do you think, Richard? Where do
oh,
you?
Oh, Iron Man.
I think I land on Iron Man too.
What about you
Iron Man
guys?
As well?
Does right. anyone have a case for Cap?
Anybody got a case for Cap?
A case for Cap. Oh, case
Mr. Olm, please
step to the microphone. Make a case for Cap.
Make a case for Cap.
Ooh, there's a microphone.
You're wrong.
Is that Mike Life?
So Captain America was the harder movie to make. The fact they made a good Captain America movie at all is amazing. You got to give it to Cap.
Ooh.
It's a good point. It's hard to make Cap cool.
It's a good movie.
Are you voting or do you want to talk?
We got more.
Make Cap
we got the
cool
Joker.
Come up and talk if you want.
Come here, tell us. Tell us.
Oh,
tell
please.
Us
to the microphone. Come.
We love to hear from you.
That's a cool tie.
Very scary. So,
my case for Captain America. Captain America is hotter.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't hate that.
Disagree, but that's okay.
debatable.
Okay,
as well.
One more. One more.
All right. Nice. Come on up.
Captain America because Agent Carter was an excellent series and that featured her for the first time.
Wow.
Peggy
that's
Carter.
A fair point, actually.
I love
and she's
Carter.
Also hot, so
these
that's
are good.
Good.
Does right. anybody feel swayed?
We probably
swayed.
Have to vote now, huh?
Yeah.
I don't feel swayed.
We got to vote now. So
all right,
we got
somebody
to
call
do.
For a vote.
Hands up for
hands
Cap.
Hands up for Cap.
Hands up for Cap.
Oh.
Do I have to actually count?
Who's counting?
Yes.
One, two.
It's better than the first
four, five,
Iron Man?
Six, seven.
Wait, you get in the back?
Iron Man.
Oh, I got them. I got
that. All right.
Iron Man.
Who says
vote.
Iron Man? Yes.
Vote, panel, vote.
And because I count as 80, we win.
Wait, okay. Who won?
Iron Man won.
What are we
Iron
working
Man
on?
Legitimately won, though. Oh. Like,
did it?
Legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, legit.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not counting. I'm counting on you guys to count. I'm just.
This was more divisive.
I learned how to count. I'm dyslexic, but it's fine.
Oh, good. We kept the dyslexic girl counting.
Give it all to me.
She doesn't have to write letters. It's fine.
All right.
It's also numbers.
This will be this will be maybe less challenging.
Okay.
Ant-Man 1, Guardians 2.
Oh, Ant-Man 1.
Ant-Man 1.
Oh. Ant-Man 1.
Ant-Man 1.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
the Guardians. Second Guardians so movie.
Guardians 2 probably had the best title sequence of any of the Marvel movies.
We're not voting on titles.
Okay, maybe that's another topic.
Baby Groot running around and then they're actually having a fight in the background. That was
Gamora
awesome.
And Nebula having character development. That's a big...
Did you just say character development?
He goes for a good hard character development every time.
They work it out every time.
What do you... Where are you on this, Richard? Second Guardians?
Yeah,
or
Second
first
Guardians.
Ant-Man? Okay.
No.
So the girls are all Ant-Man
know
and Richard.
No. Neither?
That's
I don't,
okay.
No, Ant-Man. I didn't even remember what it was against, but I didn't like Guardians 2.
Oh, no.
I didn't either. I'm right there with you.
Sorry, Guardians.
All right,
I'm right there with you.
For a vote.
Okay.
We got a lot of movies to get through, ladies and gentlemen.
Ant-Man.
Raise your hand for Ant-Man.
Raise your hands for Ant-Man.
Okay. We got...
It's like you got to count.
Count
okay.
me. Okay,
okay, okay.
Count
eight,
me, sir.
Nine. Oh, Ant-Man, yes, okay. me.
In the back, event staff.
Put one up. 10, 11. All right, we got 11. We got 11. Okay,
Guardians
so
2.
Now
Guardians
the other one.
Guardians 2.
Mm. Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
my people.
10.
Did you count
Whoa.
Richard?
Really?
Anastasia, did you count Richard?
11.
And Dave. Who won?
You did Guardians?
Yep.
Oh. Who won? What was the count?
Well,
Guardians
won. Guardians getting us.
I didn't really like either one of them.
And
okay. And that shows you how honest I am, because I really want to lie about that.
Ooh.
All right.
That's ever. Michael Pena and Ant-Man, come on, people.
I think this may be the easiest one so far.
Right. You said that the last
No, this is. Okay. I think this is a slam dunk, but
Kay.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
Iron Man 3, Captain Marvel.
That is not an easy one because I don't think Iron Man or Captain Marvel.
Hot take time.
Why did you push your microphone away from you, my daughter?
Hot take time. And now it's time for hot take time.
Wait.
Just the controversy that will get us.
Back up. Anastasia's going to do hot take. Do it.
I don't like either one.
Yeah. What, okay, so if you have to pick, because we have to pick. Yeah.
What did you not like about Captain Marvel?
Character development, and can we just make them a couple already as well? Like, that whole thing? Like, just don't dance around it?
The Nick Fury eye patch
Okay, listen, I'm gonna go Captain Marvel because there was a really cool cat in it.
There is no such thing.
The cat tiebreaker?
The cat was cool.
Yes.
The nostalgia was cool.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was cool.
Yeah.
And I like a 90s grunge look. Yeah.
Yes.
Iron Man 3 is made by Shane Black. That's.
I mean.
But
you know,
but the end is awful.
I'm still firmly going to go with Captain Marvel, just because I feel like the Iron Man movies. Well, no, the Iron Man movies, like the first one's pretty good, and then they slowly degrade over time. So if it's worse than three,
that's just
no, but
how
either
aging
way,
works.
But that's not the conversation. The conversation is Captain Marvel versus Iron Man 3, correct?
All right.
So with that being said, I land on Captain Marvel.
If Captain Marvel were a Phase 1 movie, I'd say yes, but no. It's Iron Man 3.
Wait, why is that different for you?
I feel like Captain Marvel needed to be a Phase 1. I feel like it was an origin story.
Yeah.
It was awkward
but
origin story.
But they were making
the
women stuff back then.
Infinity
yeah.
Saga. I know.
Right,
they didn't know what women were back then, Richard.
They didn't know.
We got a long way to go, ladies.
Okay.
Get a vote.
Vote.
Who says Captain Marvel?
Okay.
Do I still have to count?
Yes, you still have to count. This is your job.
I did. How did I do that? How did I get that? Okay, that's a 5. That's a 7. That's an 8. That's a 9, 10, 11, 12. All right. And that other one.
Iron Man 3.
Oh, my.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What did I just say before?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, 9.
Was 11, right?
Captain Marvel wins.
L Scorpion.
You really should not have me to count, though.
I think Dave should do that.
I can stop.
You're counting.
I don't.
I'll count.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
It should be a man.
A man finally.
We want to get this right.
All right.
Now we're going to the worst of the Iron Man movies. Iron Man 2 versus Avengers. Now, come on, this cannot be a debate.
Wait, what was the
Avengers?
Second one?
Avengers.
Oh.
Avengers.
Okay, Avengers. Everyone.
Avengers is
right. Is there a single human? Because if there is, I want to hear. If you think
identify
that the second Iron Man movie is better than the first Avengers movie,
is there anybody?
Oh,
the only good thing was Black Widow, right? She's introduced in that movie.
Yes, correct.
Ooh. But they didn't give her nothing to do.
But her wig was better than the first Avengers. Okay.
All
right.
Beautiful.
Wait. Yes.
Yes, Joker.
Oh.
Yes.
You're right about that.
All right.
Correct.
So it's Avengers.
Let's just toss it over there. Not even a count, right?
It's tossed.
We're moving on, like a salad. Moving on. All right. Captain America: Civil War, or the first Thor movie?
Thor.
Captain America.
I like the Thor movies.
It's useless to talk to me about
Captain America. Plus, Thor, I've never had an audible sound come out of me when somebody like presented themselves as when Thor came on the screen.
Being addressed doesn't make it a good movie.
Yes, it does.
Oh, dear God. Did you like Aquaman then too, Anastasia?
I did not see Aquaman.
You should! You should. You'd love it.
You and your soccer moms can love it all you want.
I was surrounded by moms in that movie, but you should see it.
The opening fight scene's really great.
Wait, Emily, where do you land?
Jason Momoa is your dude.
On Aquaman?
No. On the actual debate.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Civil War.
Just agree with
Civil
me.
War.
Civil War versus Thor.
Yeah.
Civil War.
Yeah.
I do really actually like the Thor
can
movie.
Can I also say... Civil
Bucky
War
Burns.
Broke up friendships for me. and gave me anxiety dreams.
Right.
For months. Like, months. Like, I think I'm still in therapy. Over Civil War.
Maggie, what's our summary for Civil War?
What do you mean, our summary for Civil War? What are you talking
Steve
about?
Steve and Tony got in a fight.
Steve and Tony got into a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the whole plot. Thing.
Like, we have to Steve move and Tony got in a fight. I'm going to have a heart attack.
All right. All right. Let's vote. Who has an argument they'd like to
pitch? Civil War? Anybody want to argue?
Anyone want to vote for Thor?
Don't argue.
Just talk about Thor.
Chris.
Yes.
What would you like to say?
Mr. Ohm.
Mr. Ohm. I have some things
to say. Get up on the mic.
We need you on the mic, sir.
What?
Civil War best action scene yet.
Which one?
Civil War best action scene in the end.
The airport scene was amazing.
It was so good.
Spider-Man, come on.
Yeah, and Black Panther.
He
right?
catches the shield.
Walter Simonson's in Thor 1.
It's perfect.
That's all I got.
That's not enough.
It has everything you would ever want.
I don't know.
Not enough.
Walter's a pretty good dude.
Mm-hmm. All right, who votes for Thor when it
I
comes
do.
To this? Wow, really?
All right, there you go.
Okay,
right, well, you
done
guys,
before.
Captain
we'll
America: Civil War. Let's see the hands. Oh, that's
oh,
a
that's definitely new more. It's definitely more.
It's anxiety again.
Thanks for everyone for participating.
Okay,
it's gonna be okay.
This may—I know I keep saying this, but this may be the easiest one so far. Are you ready?
You said this.
We're still in the first round, right?
It's complicated the way Emily set it up. I don't know if there is a first round.
There is. A first
okay. Okay. It's not the way I set it up. It's, you know, 22 is a hard thing to
That's know. Shady, though.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay. All right. I see what's
all right, happening. All right. Let's move, all right. move along, little dog. It is
For the Dark World.
Max, are you okay?
Take a man to lunch, he just sits in the front line and burps. Or Black Panther.
Black Panther.
No, seriously,
Black
is anybody
going to
vote other than Black Panther?
I do like
Where
the Dark World.
No.
But
anybody going to say
no.
Dark World over Black Panther?
And I'm not saying.
All right, we just saved a crap
it does
load
got
of time.
Loki,
yes.
Though.
Way to go, guys! We're doing this together.
I'm glad. I'm glad we didn't have to get into that because it would have been gone. You know.
All right.
We are officially entered the second round, such as it is.
All right.
Final
all right.
countdown. No, not yet. No.
Avengers: Age of Ultron. Yep. Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh.
Age of Ultron.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry.
Death of Quicksilver, really?
Age of Ultron does have James Spader.
First of all, we had Quicksilver in it.
Wait.
And that was good.
Anastasia, you forgot. Age of Ultron has James Spader.
Hashtag Spader Monkey.
Hashtag Spader Monkey.
Oh, I did not
hashtag
forget.
Hashtag Spader
Monkey. I made my mascot. Choice based on an educated, you know. Like,
oh, I see. You're all stupid.
An educated fact?
Yes.
No, never mind that this podcast is simply subjective.
Quick aside, no. We're all big fans of James Spader. And we're figuring out, like, some celebrities have their pet names. Like, what are Taylor Swift's people? The Swifties or something?
That doesn't sound good.
Well, like,
cares.
Whatever. The point is, James Spader, we decided his fans would be called the Spader Monkeys.
Yes.
We are the Spader Monkeys.
We are all proud Spader Monkeys.
All right. Resume podcast.
Fans of Chris Pine, you're a pine nut.
Yep.
And you're kind of crazy.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Bitch is Cumberbitches.
The Cumberbitches.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Just saying.
Language, sorry.
Language.
I apologize. All right.
So
well, let's.
Lizzo, you're lesbians.
Somebody over there organize a vote and we'll count.
Wait, I don't.
Raise your hand if you're right and raise your hand if you're.
No, Anastasia.
Oh, that's not
Be
right.
nice to our audience.
So sorry. If you like Age of Ultron, raise your hand.
Well, people might like them both.
No, okay,
yeah.
Age of
wording. Come on, man.
One. If you think
yeah,
it, whatever.
Like, if you're
vote, yeah. if you're voting for Age of Ultron, raise your hand.
Are you going to vote for Thor Ragnarok?
Whoa! Look at how many people love that movie.
Wow.
It's a good movie.
I don't know. It's pretty close,
it
you guys.
It was funny, and we liked it.
I felt torn, so I abstained. But I am overwhelmed by the audience response.
There
That's
you
true.
Go.
All right, we're moving on.
All right. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Captain America: Winter Soldier.
I'll just leave.
The Winter Soldier.
Ant-Man didn't stand a chance.
Oh, my monkey.
Come on, seriously.
Okay, raise your hand if you're saying Ant-Man versus Wasp.
It's Winter Soldier for me.
Thank you. I respect
you. Winter Soldier might be the best movie
in all of
the
Marvel movies.
Cut your own path through life.
Whoa.
Oh, no!
Wait, can you come down and speak into the microphone, please? I have a prize for you, dear. Come here.
You get a prize.
You got to talk about this, because Anastasia is usually very, very alone in the universe, so I want her to feel accepted.
Over this issue, not just in
general.
I like
Chris Hurley and I like Cap. Oh, my goodness.
Sure. Well, I don't like
Who are you? I'm Dave.
My name's Kirsten.
Hi.
Yeah, I just think that he's pompous.
Oh, okay, keep talking.
Okay.
He thinks that he's always right. I could go into Civil War because I was not happy with how it ended. Mm-hmm. And I thought that Cap was wrong, and I was ticked off that Cap happened to be right because of the way the script was written.
Mm-hmm.
But
agreed.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a very well thought out argument.
Yeah.
I don't agree with her at all, but I think it's a well thought out argument.
I'm just so tired of the Great White Warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give that girl a prize.
He's so obnoxious, and he.
This is a prize I almost wanted to steal, so I'm going to give it to
here,
you.
Come here. Come here.
Because you seem like me.
And a wristband. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like Great White Savior.
Wow.
Sure. Look at you.
Okay.
No.
All right. Wakanda's better. Let's see her. Let's show a hand.
Wakanda's better.
Love Bucky Barnes.
Continue.
Okay, what are we working with? Black Panther versus what?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man versus Wasp.
Versus Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. Right? Winter Soldier?
I don't even know what they're
moving on.
I mean, we know. Okay, great.
Moving forward. It's not great, but we can just.
All right. Infinity War, mm-hmm. Avengers Infinity War versus Captain Marvel.
Oh, God.
That's not.
What?
Infinity War.
Okay.
Infinity War.
Is this a conversation?
Slam dunk on this, knock yourself
out. No, there's no conversation.
Infinity War, people?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, all right, I didn't see that
right?
coming.
All right. Yeah, I guess.
Well, that was easy.
Did you know in the first scene where the. They show up in the donut ship. I just learned this. When Tony pushes the button and his suit comes out, a little pull suit, from the neck down, that's all CG. Hands, body, everything. All CG in that scene.
Wow.
Wow, thanks, Richard.
That blew my mind.
And that will be our pause for trivia for the day.
So many things that blow my mind.
Give me a prize.
You won an umbrella.
Sorry, I just thought... I just thought that was cool. All right.
Bracelet.
Ready? Guardians. Guardians 1 versus Civil War.
Guardians 1.
Guardians 1.
Raise your hand for Guardians 1.
I don't know.
Yeah, superior. And then what was the other one?
Civil War.
Civil War.
I feel like this is hard. This is hard for me.
It's not hard for the audience.
It's not hard for the audience.
Not for the audience. Ryan likes Civil War.
I don't like Civil Wars, okay?
All right, well, we're going to call that Guardians of the Galaxy.
I got some bad news for you.
We're going to call that Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right. First Guardians is really good.
Once again, I think this gets easy because one of them is really good and one's not. Hulk versus Black Panther.
Hulk?
Is anybody going to try to defend Hulk?
The Incredible Hulk. The Edward Norton one is part of the MCU, officially.
I didn't mind that movie.
Right. So we actually mean Incredible
Hulk. Does anybody want to vote Hulk?
Who's anybody going to try to defend Hulk
What's the other one?
Against
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Does anybody want to defend it?
You could.
Just a ceremonial raise of your hand for
if
Black
Panther.
If you
want to defend it, go up. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like
bless you all.
God bless us, everyone.
Oh. Avengers 1. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange.
Avengers 1.
Doctor Strange is cool, though.
I love Doctor Strange.
Talk more about it right now.
So much.
I want to know.
I just told you.
That's it?
I just really love it.
Excellent
And
points.
I think it's underappreciated.
I think Doctor Strange has the best ending of any of the Marvel movies.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's very super solid. Good.
All the rest of them fall completely apart in the third act, and Doctor Strange kicks butt.
That's an overgeneralization.
Find a Marvel movie that doesn't fall apart in the third act. I dare you.
I will. It'll be on our
it
new
won't be
podcast
Doctor Strange.
Titled Dave Was Wrong.
Excellent podcast.
Was that first of
Civil War?
Can you add that to the list, Anastasia? Dave was wrong. Thank
Dave was wrong.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
Jesus.
That's two movies that didn't fall apart.
Chris, when are you not right?
Count
Let's
them.
Be real.
Dave was wrong about.
Do we vote? Are we going to vote?
Venom as well.
All right. So Avengers 1 or Doctor Strange? Let's get a vote going.
Avengers 1.
I think Avengers 1. It's
Avengers 1.
It's the movie that I don't think any of us ever thought could ever happen, and it did, and it was glorious.
I think the vote is correct, but I have a special place in my heart for Avengers 1 because it doesn't have them fighting giant monsters.
And then if we're talking about who's voting for the other one? I mean, I can
Doctor
say
Doctor Strange
that.
Is
Doctor
cool.
Strange.
Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange is really cool. Love.
All right.
Wait.
Best visuals.
Who wants to come down and tell us why Doctor Strange is better than the first Avengers movie?
Come on down. Maybe people just want to run
around.
Right,
that's what
Joker,
I want to
hear. He needs a prize.
I'm with you, pal.
Yeah, why don't we?
Okay, so Doctor Strange has Benadryl Cabbage Patch, great actor. And it was the ending with the Dormammu, I've come to bargain. That was pretty cool.
Yes. Best ending.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Those are great points.
Give him a prize.
Do you think that makes it then better than the first Avengers movie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Excellent. You keep looking around trying to find Dr. Watson because I did that a lot.
He doesn't know what you're talking.
Watson.
Okay. Give the guy.
Come here. Get a prize. Get a wristband. Get a little action figure. Live your best life. Yes. Applause.
All right. I think this is an easy one, but I've been wrong before.
Stop saying it's easy. You have no gauge of this.
That's true. I got no clue what I'm talking about. You're absolutely right. Iron Man 1, Avengers Endgame.
Richard, what's happening for
you?
Wait, Richard, what's happening for you?
That's hard.
Yeah, tell us why.
It's the first one and the last one.
Yes.
Technically, no. That's not true.
But you know what I mean. It's like the first one should have been impossible to make, and Endgame should have. Those are both impossible movies that got made.
But which one did you enjoy more?
Endgame. Iron Man.
Over Endgame, really?
Why?
I didn't love Endgame. We all know this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's an achievement for sure. But there are a lot of problems with it that people just don't want to talk
about.
Did you
say Avengers 1 versus Iron Man?
Iron Man 1.
I'm not drunk. Iron Man 1. Iron Man 1.
It's a better actual movie.
Interesting.
Endgame was emotional.
Iron Man 1 had a terrible ending.
Okay, yeah, but Endgame... Endgame had a horrible ending, too.
Nah.
No.
Captain America... I'm just going to shut up now.
All right.
I honestly think... What do you think? So my vote is going to be for Endgame, simply because... the fact that any of these movies got made and were any good is a feat within itself. I think also, too, the second you start to shove as many characters as they do into one movie and somehow make it work, that's a feat within itself. I feel like I have to go with Endgame because it's a lot to juggle at once, and I feel like they figured out somehow how to do it. I mean, there's little things that we've talked about
Emily
that like we would have wished would have been tweaked, and I think at the end of the day, it's got as much as it could possibly get in there. It's a lot of movie.
I think it could have done better, but I also think that without Iron Man 1, we wouldn't really have the franchise that we would.
I agree with that. But
so
I hear the argument. I do.
So
it doesn't have Professor Hulk in it, but it's an argument.
I mean, we wouldn't have this whole system.
Who's got thoughts?
It doesn't have Hawkeye hugging his wife in it, but it's an argument.
We got thoughts.
Thoughts.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Take the microphone, please.
Bless your heart.
Tell the listening audience who you are.
My name is Melissa. First time calling into the podcast, so thank you.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from right here.
From the San Diego Central Library.
Right here, guys?
Inside the house.
I'm calling from inside the house. Okay. So I don't know how close I should stand to the mic.
You're good.
I can be. Okay. So we've got Iron Man 1, which I think Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, is probably the best casting out of any character. Out of any comic book, period.
It's fantastic.
It started it all. With Endgame, I was satisfied, but everything that happened, I predicted, with the exception of Spirit Animal Thor.
Mm. Which, you guys have all seen it, right?
This is like a spoiler.
Hey, guys, do we know where we are? I would hope so.
We didn't really warn them. They shouldn't be in the room if they haven't seen it.
Right? I mean, you guys are doing a bracket,
so I would hope everybody would have seen it.
Yeah.
But I was left satisfied, but not overly excited. It was just, I was
I wouldn't call Endgame back, you know what I mean?
But also, the fight scene at the end, I feel like they brought in too many characters. Like, bring, like, the core, maybe four or five out of each movie, and then that would be great. But because there were so...
Act didn't work perfectly? I agree with
you.
Oh,
my goodness.
Not with you.
Oh, my stars. Yeah, no, it was just too much. So the CGI was just a little too much, and it was blurry. And
you know, exactly right.
Those are my thoughts.
Those are great thoughts. Come up and get a wristband.
So what you're saying is there was just too much Pepper Potts. That's basically to sum it up.
I mean, touche. Touche.
So I'm going to change my stance.
All right.
Thank you so much.
For this reason, you sparked a thought in my brain.
This is not a thought.
Which is...
I thought I smelled wood burning.
So if we're comparing movies to movies, right, the problem is that the
that
Infinity...
exactly what we're doing.
No.
What?
Damn it, Richard.
No. Are we really?
I'm out of here.
What were we thinking?
But you can't watch Endgame on its own, right? The movie does not stand alone on its own merit because it is a continuation of Infinity War. Infinity War, I could even argue, is Infinity War does stand on its own because even the way that it ends kind of like, you know, it's a cliffhanger, but it still kind of like does end in its own way. But yeah, I mean, if we're comparing just movies to movies, I think it's hard to give...
You're going to vote...
Endgame its own space.
You're going to vote for Iron Man.
I'm going to vote for Iron Man based on
all right.
that.
Iron Man.
Well, we need to call for a vote here. Who's going to count? Richard, you're responsible, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Who's voting for Iron Man?
Oh,
look at that.
Hi, audience.
A little bit, sorry.
Hi, guys. Hi. Okay.
All right.
All right. Are we down to our final one yet, or was that the final
did
one?
Did we call it...
Endgame?
Did we call for a vote for Endgame?
Voting Endgame.
Oh, wow. I think this is crazy.
I think Iron Man beat Endgame.
10 to 13.
Endgame.
I think 13 to 10, yeah.
For Iron Man?
Yeah.
I am like barely shocked. Squeezes out.
I am a little
shocked, too.
I am shocked, too.
Well, you made a really good case. Interesting.
I'm very
so
this is why voting's important, you guys.
This is like science.
I think this next one's going to be a challenge. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Ooh, it's so good.
Guardians 2.
Ooh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
Homecoming.
It has Michael Keaton.
Spider-Man
Homecoming. I don't get surprised too often in movies. I just don't. And watching Homecoming, I thought I was going to come unglued when he goes to pick up his date.
Oh, that sentence was though.
When he goes to pick up his date and Michael Keaton opens the door, I was like, oh my God, Peter, run. Oh my God, Peter, run. Like, I lost my mind. I was so stressed out that whole car ride. I was like,
it's so good.
That was a great scene.
It's so good. Oh, yeah.
It was so good. Amazing. Yes.
It didn't have Kurt
Spider-Man.
Russell. Just saying.
It's true.
No, I can't.
No, it had Michael Keaton, which is not.
But it has Tom Holland, who's the greatest gift to Spider-Man ever.
What?
Where do you land on this, Em?
You don't love
Spider-Man,
Tom Holland?
1,000%.
Oh, I love Tom Holland.
I didn't
Holland.
Like Guardians 2. We talked about
He was way better in Avengers than he was in any of the Spider-Man movies, though.
She fell through a
There's
hole.
There's a hole in the stage in my leg.
No. Audition a new podcast host.
My daughter.
There's a position open in our podcast.
All right, well, let's I guess, call for a vote. I think we've said what we need to say.
Okay, Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's going to be overwhelming.
And
Guardians 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those two people.
Wait, come here. Yeah. Tell us. I want
to
know.
So one of you two, come talk to me, because I'm on your side.
Yeah,
come on up. It's okay.
Come on, people.
Come on. It's okay.
We don't bite.
We got
much.
Prizes.
We want everyone's opinion.
We are the least threatening knuckleheads you'll ever find.
I love your outfit, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It looks great.
That's a great shirt.
We just watched Spider-Man like a week ago for the first time. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was a great movie. I think I just felt like the villain didn't have like a great motivation to be a villain. I don't know. Like I just never felt like he should have been like the main villain for Spider-Man.
Yeah, I didn't buy villain. Vulture is.
I feel like there's so
damage
many
control at
better villains for Spider-Man, and we love Guardians. I think it's a great movie. It's action packed. You love the characters. It's just a good
it's got
time.
Got Rocket in it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I just the soundtrack's great. So
yes,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That's two movies are great, both of them great.
But
soundtracks.
I really did enjoy Spider-Man. The villain, I just didn't
like it.
It
just didn't like click for
we
you.
We still lost, though. You know, we lost the vote, you
I
and
know,
me.
I know,
wait, come here, though. You're not a complete loser. You're still a winner.
You're not a complete loser.
You're a wiener.
Huh?
All right.
Thank you for being so brave.
We are down. We are down to four. We're down to four brackets. This is going to surprise some people.
Oh. Is it? Let's go.
Black Panther versus Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Are you okay? Did you lose anything?
She's fine.
Okay,
she's fine. She's definitely not okay.
Black Panther versus Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Ooh.
Don't look at me like that. I didn't make the brackets.
I have my vote.
I mean,
what's your vote, Emily?
Black Panther.
Yeah? Mm. Black Panther. I mean, what am I going to say?
You're
I think
say Guardians
both
of, the
of those movies would be in my top five.
Totally.
Of all of those films. So it's really, but I.
This is
no,
hard.
Black,
this
Black
is hard
Panther
for me.
Is
I agree. I think it's very hard.
Like nothing else.
Was it Guardians 1?
Yeah.
Yes, Guardians 1.
Black Panther is way better, but that final fight is so awful. The train scene fight.
Cherry bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
How long did you play the Guardians soundtrack in your car after that movie came out? Yeah. I had it in my car for like 3 months.
I'm just saying.
I listened to plenty of soundtracks to movies I don't even like. So.
True.
That's true.
Is that a shot at Sahara? What's wrong with you?
No, that's a shot at Twilight.
It drives me.
That's an excellent soundtrack, though.
Excellent soundtrack.
All of them are. It's very emo, like sit in the dark and cry. Yeah.
What would be your vote, Emily? You're gonna have to vote at some point on this.
She said Black Panther.
I said Black Panther.
You already said Black Panther.
Yeah. I said Black Panther.
I'm the only one who voted. I'm gonna say Guardians.
Yeah, you are.
Me too.
The reason I'm gonna say Guardians is I
wow.
She
dramatic pause.
That's where the hate.
I remember.
Comes from.
I don't. I think you were with me, Emily, because we used to... Emily and I...
It wasn't me.
Emily and I used to spend many, many Comic-Cons just camped out in Hall H, literally the whole convention. And I remember when they announced Guardians and they showed some concept art and everyone was sitting there, they're like, are they going to do Rocket, though? Are they going to do Rocket? And Kevin Feige leaned over, he's like, and we're doing Rocket Raccoon. And everyone lost their minds. And I remember watching the trailer and it's that moment... It's that moment when they're, like, breaking out of the jail, right? And Rocket's on Groot launching this machine gun. And it's there was something really special about the first Guardians movie because it was our first introduction into the cosmic universe for Marvel.
Making a good case.
It was the...
It's an excellent case.
Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
So,
Sorry, Maggie.
Doing all these things for the superheroes. And then they were like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to go hard. Here's the Kree. Here's the Nova Corps. Here's all this shit that we never thought we'd get to see in a movie.
And then I get a raccoon
shooting a machine gun. They were just like, no, we're just going to do all of it, and you're going to love it. And I was like, yes, I am. Thank you.
And we're going to play some rockin' 70s tunes behind
you. It was all great.
How many people do you think don't know that Rocket Raccoon is Bradley Cooper?
A lot.
I bet like 30%.
Yeah, most people don't care. Why would they care? Rocket.
I think it's his best performance of all time.
Yeah, it's so nice. I like it.
I do too.
Let me see. Right. I like your nose.
Somebody call for a vote. I think we've had.
We haven't.
Have okay.
Everyone's just been talking about Guardians. Okay. All right. Or just call it and not listen to my point.
No. I want to hear what you have to say. Anastasia, tell us what you think.
Guardians is a great movie. Black Panther, important.
Yes.
Agreed.
I know I'm the only person of color on the panel, so I will say Black Panther, more important to me than Guardians, was fun.
Totally.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a more important to me contest.
Oh
but it is. Oh, but it is.
I would also like to point out, though, that Maggie, one of your points every time you're trying to state your opinion is that this movie shouldn't have been possible. Maybe they've made them, and so that shouldn't be a point anymore because
yeah,
they're all kind of possible.
That's fair.
So
I'll take that.
They did it.
I appreciate
they
your
did
feedback.
It.
You're
so
not
let's,
wrong.
Let's vote it up, you guys.
Black Panther, raise your hand.
All right, count. Count them.
I don't think we need to.
Did anybody count?
Guardians 1.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Okay.
Oh.
There we go.
Looks like Guardians.
The people have spoken again. It's weird. This is not how I thought any of this was going to shake out.
It is how I thought it was going to shake out.
Life is funny, you know?
Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
What do you guys think?
What do you think, Richard? He didn't even say anything.
What was it?
Winter Soldier.
Infinity War. Yeah, Infinity War.
Infinity War?
Where are my Winter Soldier peeps? I want to hear. Come down and talk on the mic. Tell me why, because I'm with you.
Get up here.
Winter Soldier's the best of the bunch.
State your case.
Order.
Who are you?
I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm Dave.
First time.
Cool.
First time, long time.
Tune in every week.
First time.
We create nonsense like this all the time.
I love it. I chose Winter Soldier just because they pretty much broke down S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s gone. It's Hydra. It was Hydra. And that just went in my head when I saw it.
Right.
And then the
Robert Redford?
I think that was the first time I saw Captain America actually throw his S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think you're right.
Movie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like super stoked about that.
Yeah.
Captain America took down a jet with his bare hands.
That too.
And Bucky Barnes.
That's got to count for something.
Yeah, exactly.
Bucky counts for nothing.
And Sasha goes, false.
But he's still got that butt.
What? There are so many other butts in the world.
We'll do the butt bracket next.
We should. Because there's some good butts out there.
We'll have visual aids for you guys.
We're overlooking a lot of good butts.
Here's the thing, though. When we do the butt bracket, we have to have images to compare.
That's going
to
be fun to research.
Yeah, duh. I'm not an amateur.
Butt pictures.
Butt suggestions.
Just
any butts.
Winter Soldier is not getting my vote.
Is it a street butt? Is it a famous butt?
Right.
That might be a fun game.
Let's see votes for Infinity War. Winter Soldier.
Infinity War.
I'm sorry.
Okay, guys. I see you.
Did anybody count?
No.
Winter Soldier won.
Wait. Go Infinity War again. No. Infinity War.
Infinity War. Hands up
so I can count.
Infinity War. There's no way. You guys are done.
Fine.
Toast.
Wow. Okay.
Winter Soldier.
Is Captain America going to win this? Because I need to leave now. Infinity can't be here.
Infinity War has my favorite joke.
Avengers versus Iron Man 1.
Avengers.
Avengers.
Anybody for Iron Man?
Iron Man 1.
I'm saying Avengers on this.
Avengers, right?
You're for Iron Man 1 back there over Avengers?
Come up here.
Come here and tell us.
Come here, please, sir.
Come here.
Defense.
Come on down.
Defense.
While you're walking up to the mic, Avengers Infinity War has my favorite joke of all the Marvel movies. It's when Doctor Strange comes through the portal and Iron Man's like, "Josh,
Josh, something." That's Maggie. She goes on a bit.
All right. I liked Iron Man 1 a little more than the Avengers. I thought as an origin story that started the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I thought...
Excellent point.
The focus it had on that one hero without... having nods or references to the other heroes yet.
Yeah. Coming out of
it
the
was
cave and all
developed
that stuff,
very strongly,
stuff.
And Robert, he really knocked it out with that, to give us that really strong introduction to Tony Stark. Yeah.
Amazing. I love this.
And I like your shirt.
All right, so we're going to have to count
He's
up.
He's got a wristband, sir. And John Favreau. Let's give some love to John Favreau.
We're going to have to
I
count
like the
up.
Black Widow and Hulk seed at the beginning of Avengers, though.
Yeah.
So Avengers people, up, hands up.
Which one?
Avengers.
Avengers.
Iron Man 1.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, no.
Ooh, now we're going to have to count.
Nobody counted.
That's way closer than
that. Who's not voting?
So let's do, keep your hands up for Iron Man 1 so I can count.
Wait,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Nothing. Okay, 13. Avengers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Are you hands up too? No? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Is that equal?
Oh, no.
What?
No.
Oh, no.
Can't have a tie.
Who didn't vote?
This is not possible.
13 angry nerds.
Somebody back there break the tie.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, no.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. See, you leave it to the people and see what happens.
Justice. That's what happens.
Spider-Man Homecoming versus the first Thor movie.
No, Thor Ragnarok.
Ooh. Oh, you're right, Thor Ragnarok. You're right.
Good thing I'm taking notes over here, Dave.
Sorry.
Spider-Man.
versus Ragnarok?
Like Ragnarok?
It's
got to
be Ragnarok for me.
Okay.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yes!
Ragnarok?
I'm going Ragnarok.
Yes, Ragnarok.
Yes.
Going home to Ragnarok.
Spidey homecoming.
He's a friend from work. It's never not funny.
Yeah, you got five, I think, Chris, unfortunately.
And Taika Waititi. Come on, man.
Chris, I still think you're right most of the time, so don't worry about it.
What were you wrong about that time? Oh, what?
Yeah,
so you voted for Spidey.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm with Ragnarok. Okay. It was. All right. Guardians of the Galaxy 1 versus Winter Soldier.
Ooh. Guardians 1, Winter Soldier.
Guardians. Guardians?
Guardians. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. And then that other one. That other one?
Right.
Blake.
First Guardians is really
good. I just left your podcast.
You're down a member.
You're down a member.
Iron Man 1.
This is crazy.
This is so Iron Man 1 versus Thor Ragnarok.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay. And Thor Ragnarok? That's.
I don't think we got there. Close though.
It's close. Yeah,
we have to recount.
Hey, if you have your hands up for Thor Ragnarok, stay up.
Ragnarok.
One, two, three.
You people in the swing states can vote.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Nobody on here? Okay, 13. And then this seems very close again.
Iron Man.
Anastasia's breaking.
Iron Man.
I can't believe.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Ooh.
Oh,
all right. We're down to the championship round.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm so nervous.
Everybody been keeping track where we're
at? I've never been more nervous in my life.
All the Marvel movies.
Okay, so we got to.
Faced off in one-on-one competition, and we ended up with.
Wait. So I also think we're going to announce this, and each of us should talk about why we think we're voting the way we are.
You gonna let me talk?
You don't know about me.
Can I go now, or do I need to wait some more?
Yes.
All right.
I don't want you to call a vote immediately.
That's gonna happen. All right, so we whittled them down two at a time, one versus another, and we ended up with Guardians of the Galaxy versus Iron Man.
It's the weirdest thing that's ever happened.
What? Come here. Don't come talk to us. Come here.
No Avengers movies. No Infinity.
This lady's got something to say. What's on your mind?
I got
this is a silly bracket, right?
Yeah. Hear me out. I know Iron Man is the first movie.
Yeah.
But you can't like a movie just because it's the first one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
And Guardians of the Galaxy has perfect casting, an amazing soundtrack, and perfect world building.
Whoa.
Give this girl a prize.
A well-delivered argument, young lady. Well done.
I have a prize for you.
Give that girl some stuff.
Do you want some stuff?
Anita.
Some swag.
Now that we're down to it. And
is anyone going to fight for Iron Man?
Those excellent points.
And we have 3 minutes.
So you got to be quick about it. Who,
does anyone want to come up and fight for Iron Man?
Just whip it out, even though we're not friends anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore. But like when we were friends, I remember.
That easy to get rid of.
How close are you? Right here. It'll work. Yes. I think Guardians is really a go get the glowy rock, and that's kind of the end of the story.
Oh.
Where Iron Man is a much more complicated character development piece, especially for the first one. And somebody said earlier that Captain America was a harder movie to make. They walked in with no money, a drug addict, the guy who made Swingers, and an improvised script to make Iron Man, and we still have it as one of the best ones in the universe.
And your short, your cargo shorts are awesome.
Daniel,
Blake, come back.
That's the kind of talk I like to hear.
We're out of the good prizes.
Hey, guess what? We're friends again.
I knew you'd come around.
I'm back on the podcast.
Dave, you want to explain what this guy is?
That is a color ash can for the first issue of Ultra Force.
Wow.
Collectible from 1994.
Enjoy.
1993. Enjoy.
So I'm going to say Guardians. Because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
I just had a good time.
The soundtrack was great. The beginning was emotional. They took
a book report.
They took a whole bunch of characters that nobody really cared about and actually made us care about them so much. So that's mine.
Yeah. I'm for that.
Megs?
I feel very swayed from our young fan in the audience, to be very honest.
Do you want to be on the podcast, like, full time? Start next week?
And I think...
You need your own transportation?
And Anastasia, I like your point as well.
Snacks?
So I feel like that's... I think that's where I land on that, right? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. The Iron Man...
will always be special.
Will always be special, but also, too, I think when he got introduced, he doesn't have the same sort of clout, at least at the time, right, as like a Batman right. or a Superman or these like staples that just kind of always stay at the top.
What's a B character?
But yeah, I think the Guardians characters are even more obscure and now they've been lifted into our cultural awareness.
What do you think, Richard? Wow.
Iron Man.
You can quote him.
Okay.
I think I gotta go Guardians. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good.
We have the same argument.
Just, yeah. I don't know. I like them both. They're good. Guardians.
I think Guardians was probably a little harder to make, and it doesn't fall apart at the end as much as Iron Man 1.
That's true.
So if you're raising your hand for... Raise your hand for Guardians.
Whoa.
And it kind of changed like into the next tone of Marvel movies.
And,
like,
Even bother?
And Iron Man? It's cute, though.
Yeah.
We respect your opinions, though.
So out of the entire MCU, where we landed is the best movie. Emily Sorshot is Guardians of the Galaxy. Wow, that's amazing.
Hookah shaka.
Thank you guys so much.
Is that it? That's it.
Thank you.
We're running out of time. You guys have to do your end bit.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Hang on. Thank you guys for showing up, because I know most of you have no idea what this was, and you just showed up at a library that's not even at the convention center.
Not even close. You just showed
up. Sometimes I don't even know what this is, so I'm just glad anybody shows up at all, and hopefully you had a good time listening to us run our mouths while you had to sit captive and listen to us.
Yes.
So thank you. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
So you can tune into our podcast. We're available on pretty much every platform, correct? Yeah. So find us wherever you like to find your podcasts. If you want to follow me, I'm on Instagram, _Magatha_.
I'm at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram. Also, my film is in the She Directed competition, so find What Are You and vote like every day, please. Vote for diversity.
My name's Richard. I have nothing to plug.
My name's Emily, and I go on Twitter if you want to go there.
Sometimes. Please, you can find us all on all of the social medias,
Nerd Up or Shut Up. You'll find us.
Look up Nerd Up or Shut Up. Also, email us. We love getting emails. So email us at nerduporshutup2016@gmail.com.
Richard will add you to the list of shout-outs.
Yes.
Also, debate topics. Fun little...
I really want to do a butt bracket, by the way.
Yeah, that's kind of
send us your butt photos, fave butts.
Yeah, if you have a butt that should be on the bracket, send it to us.
Yes, please.
But, like, not in a weird way.
And tell us why. Why this butt?
Or in a weird, All right, that's our time.
Thanks so much for coming out, guys. If you'd like a wristband, come and grab one from me.
Woo!
I got swag.